One of my favorite things to look for on summer hikes through the woods are ghosts. Not of the spooky supernatural variety, but the eerie, peculiar little plant called a ghost flower. The ghost flower is part of the wild blueberry family. It is native to our area and can be found in unusual bunches in temperate regions of North America. It pops up from the damp leaf litter of the deciduous forest floor and is a startling white. Generally rare in occurrence, ghost flowers have also gone by the macabre nicknames corpse plant and death flower, the much more intriguing fairy smoke, and sometimes Indian pipe. Once you see a ghost flower, you won't forget it. It has a waxy, sickly white, almost dead color, and a preference for growing in eerie, dimly lit habitats. In full flower, the plant's 4 to 20 milky stalks emerge and form a pipe shape with drooping white, icy-looking flowers. Starting now and going into the latter part of the summer season, you might come across it in the dense forest understory near the beech trees it prefers. The plants shoot straight up from the ground like tiny series of 8-inch tall white-painted flutes, or a bizarre bunch of white asparagus. In our high school biology classes, we all learned that plants contain chlorophyll, the green pigment that is so crucial to photosynthesis. Chlorophyll, of course, allows plants to gain energy from sunlight, but that's not true in this case. The ghost flower does not have chlorophyll at all. It can't produce energy and food as green plants do. This category of plant is called a heterotroph, and all 3,000 known species of heterotrophs have the same otherworldly, translucent appearance as the ghost plant. So how does this particularly strange and beautiful flower survive? It's a parasite. Or to be more precise, it's a parasite that feeds on another parasite. In fact, for a long time, people believed that ghost flowers weren't a flower at all. They believed they were just a fungus. But it's more complex than that. Ghost flowers are considered epiparasitic because they gain nutrients from a fungus that takes its own nutrients from a larger host plant, like a beech tree. For most of the year, the ghost flower exists only as a root mass hidden under the ground covered with a dense mat of fungus. And during that time, the fungus and the tree have a mutually beneficial relationship, wherein the fungus passes minerals to the tree, and the tree provides sugars and other carbohydrates to the fungi. While still underground, the ghost flower pulls the nutrients and sugars it needs from the fungus. But in late July and early August, the ghost flower shoots up one white stalk after another above ground, and then a single flower develops atop each stalk. Once the ghost plant has been pollinated by insects, the flowers release their seeds before dying and turning into a black, jelly-like state. And picking a few ghost flowers to bring home for later enjoyment is out of the question. Once broken, the stems quickly ooze and turn black. Their visible existence is fleeting. So hike out to a dark, quiet forest to enjoy these mysterious little flowers while they last because, like an apparition, you could turn and they'll be gone. For more about amazing plants like this one, check out the Native Plant Seminar happening at Irvine on August 23rd, or visit www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center for WYPR, your NPR news station.